Well, that's not the sound that Middlesbrough supporters hoped to hear at the final whistle at the end of the first game of the season. Booing is a fairly familiar sound here over the last couple of years, but it should have been different this time. Middlesbrough have started the season as 6-1 favourites for the championship, but it's been a disappointing day against Ipswich. One goal up through Scott McDonald, and then have ended up losing 3-1 and really collapsed a fair bit in the second half. I'm here with Simon Bird from the Mirror. Simon, what did you make of that today? I mean, certainly from a Middlesbrough perspective, not what they wanted.
It's great to be back at the North East. Beat, booing, disappointment, defeat, expectation punctured at the first match. Just what we've become used to with a lot of the coverage up here in the last few years. Massively disappointed with Middlesbrough. They looked fairly solid, and there was a bit of hope after at half time when they were winning 1-0, but they just completely ran out of steam in the second half. And if that's a super fit new Gordon Strachan trained outfit, then I'd rather see the old one out there. They were absolutely dead on their feet the last 20 minutes. Ipswich are full of running. Very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we have to say that there are a few new signings to bed in Gordon Strachan's team. Fairly new strike force, new players around the pitch, but you would hope that they would have done a bit better than that today. Certainly the season started with a fair bit of optimism, a decent-sized crowd, 21,000, but that's a real letdown, and it's the last thing they wanted, really. Season ticket sales are down, and it would have been nice if those extra people who had come today would have been given something to cheer. As far as Ipswich are concerned, I was actually fairly impressed, very hard-working, bit of quality. What did you make of that?
Ipswich are excellent. I mean, Grant Leadbitter sort of ran the show for them in midfield, always rated him, and Norris, the other midfielder, was absolutely full of running, and like he was at the end of last season when they played Newcastle up here. Keane seems to have got them a bit of a formula working. John Stead certainly looked very good when he came off the bench and scored. Watch out for Ipswich. I mean, top six finish would be overachieving for them, I think, but it's what Keane must be aiming for.
Well, from a North East perspective, it's a new season, same old story. Let's hope things change over the next few months.